Hey everybody, happy weekend. I hope that your weekend is off to a good start. Whenever I do these, I'm reminded of when I was a tutor a couple years ago. And I was just talking about this a couple days ago. It was always so awkward in the very beginning because it was all via Zoom because classes weren't in session because of COVID. And, so these students would join the call and they would all have themselves muted. And so it was just so weird because I would say like, "Hey guys, how's everyone doing?" And they would all just be dead silent. And I hated it so much. It was just, I hated that. I remember my first day, I had to use like that annotating feature on Zoom so that I could write out problems. And my hand was so shaky, so I was trying to draw a graph and I was so nervous. My hand was shaking so badly, and so the lines that I was drawing were like zigzaggy. Anyway, all that to say, I hate doing intros. I hate being like, "Hey everyone, hope you're all doing well today." Anyway, I hope you're doing well today though. This is just another ramble thing that you can fall asleep to or whatever. I guess I'll give you a little update on what I'm up to lately. Not much, honestly. I've been rewatching Lost, which is a TV show from the early 2000s, and it was pretty popular. I didn't watch it until I was about 10. And it was very exciting for me because it was the first show I'd ever seen where characters didn't dress in bright colors and burst into song every 5 minutes. It was like my first normal show that wasn't Disney. It's about a group of plane crash survivors stuck on an island. And the island is very mysterious. So, it's quite gripping. I've been watching those on DVD, which is really fun because they come with bonus features and, like, behind-the-scenes footage. And it is so interesting to watch. It's almost as fun as watching the show itself. It's really cool to see, not only cast interviews and stuff like that, but also the director's reason for doing things, how he did it, and, just getting kind of the inside scoop on how a TV show is made. It's pretty cool to watch. I just finished watching the TV show Daisy Jones and the Six, which came out very, very recently, and they've been releasing episodes every Friday. And so the finale just came out, and it was pretty good. It's based off a book, which I haven't read yet. The book is called Daisy Jones and the Six, just like the TV show. But I've been wanting to read it because I've read a book by the same author and I really liked it. That's been fun. The show takes place in the 70s and it's about a rock band. It's based off of Fleetwood Mac. Sorry, it took me a second. It's kind of a little bit based off of them. And, now I want to make a rock band audio something. Obviously, I wouldn't, like, shred the guitar in the audio because I wouldn't be able to do that. But, I don't know, some kind of, like, bandmates type of audio. I think that would be fun. Except that I just did a pop star audio, so I feel like I should probably kind of space it out a little. Another thing that's new, I may be helping my mom paint my parents' house. I'm looking forward to that so much. It sounds so fun to pick out colors and, I don't know, it just sounds so fun to paint. So I'm really looking forward to that if it happens. I don't think we're gonna paint entire walls. I think we're just gonna do little accents here and there. So, like, you know, maybe door frames and window frames, I don't know. Just so there's a little bit of a pop of color. Because my parents' house is mostly white, white everything. So it's a little bit plain. But I think my dad likes it plain. But my mom and I have always felt like, no, it needs more to it. It's so boring. It feels a little bit like a hospital or something. And also, my parents just don't have a lot of furniture. So it just feels kind of, I don't know, it's not very homey. But we're gonna fix that. So it's also really fun because this is the first time my parents have owned a house in, I think, like, 10 years. So they've usually just rented. So this is the first time that, like, we're actually able to paint. So that's gonna be really fun. I came across this list the other day of movies where people get stuck. You know those kind of movies where it's just about, like, a small group of people get stuck somewhere? So whether that's in, like, caves or there are sharks, or I think one recently came out called Fall, which I haven't seen, but I want to look it up. Yeah, so it's about these two friends getting stuck on a radio tower. And there was another called, I think, 48 meters deep, 48 meters down, that's it. Or sorry, 47 meters down. And I saw that. Anyway, I want to watch more movies like that, where people are just stuck in really stressful situations. There's another one that I wanted to see. I can't remember the title. But I'll have to find that list again. Because I should just go down it one by one, watch all of them. Except that I found recently that, like, while watching Lost, how... while watching Lost, I found that I'm more easily rattled by watching people in tight situations. I feel like that's a new thing for me. But, you know, while watching people, if someone is, like, I don't know, stuck in a cave or something, like, that makes my heart beat a little fast and I'm, like, feeling very tense watching it. Whereas I don't think it used to be like that. So, I feel like it's a recent thing. I don't know what changed. I didn't used to be claustrophobic, but I feel like I'm a little bit claustrophobic nowadays. Interesting. I don't know. I've also been reading about the vagus nerve, and sorry, this is so random, but, so the vagus nerve is what controls a lot of our body functions that we don't even have to think about doing, so, like, breathing, heart rate, and, I've been reading about it because apparently mine is kind of messed up, and, that's one of the causes of the dizziness and increased heart rate, and, like, some anxiety that I've been having. So I'm seeing a doctor for it, and I'm also reading about it, and there are a ton of, little exercises you can do to help stimulate the vagus nerve. So, and, yeah, it's really interesting to read about. There are a lot of little things you can do, and it just kind of stuff that I wouldn't really expect. Like, apparently singing is good for the vagus nerve, even just humming. Also, being submerged in cold water. So, yeah, I gotta go hop in a lake or something. Also, another thing that apparently helps is ASMR. So, that's pretty cool. What else is new? I cleaned out my closet. I boxed away a lot of my winter clothes, so my closet is looking very freshened up, very springy. So that's nice. Okay, let's talk about the weather, because I've run out of things to talk about. It's been so rainy the past few weeks, but finally, the sun came out, and so I spent some time outside, and it was just so relaxing, and I forgot what it feels like to sit in the sun. Here I am complaining about the weather, and I live in California, so I know I'm getting sun a lot more than most of the U.S., but, yeah, it was just really nice to get some fresh air. Well, I guess I'm gonna go now. Thank you for listening. I love you very, very much, and, yeah, okay, talk to you next time. Bye. Mwah.